Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting third. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Miguel DeLone. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Terrell. Duncan moves to third. Carty moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Duncan scores. Carty scores. Hosley moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newman moves to second. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball four. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Delone moves to second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman scores. Delone scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Cardi moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to third. Page moves to second. Steve Busby now pitching. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell bunts in front of the plate. Hosley fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. White moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman strikes out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Delone hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Porter reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Porter and he is out, Terrell applying the tag. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Page strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 0 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field. DeLone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DeLone. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. Porter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero strikes out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Newman reaches second base with a double. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 2 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burke. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Burke steals second. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Otis steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing third base. Jamie Quirk now playing shortstop. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Del Alston now playing right field. Miguel DeLone now playing left field. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball towards center. Burke settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Burke. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. Porter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Tim Hoseley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoseley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hoseley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Woodard pinch runs for Tim Hoseley. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Newman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Newman reaches second base with a double. Woodard moves to third. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a fly ball towards right field. Cowens fields the ball and throws to home. Porter drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Porter. Woodard tags and scores. Newman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Athletics. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quirk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lacey now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Z-Depp moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. Z-Depp scores. Way then moves to third. It's 8-7, Athletics. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 7. The Athletics will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. John Way then now playing first base. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hurdle strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alston, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's Royals, 8, Athletics, 8. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. One out. Dave Revering pinch hits for Jim Essien. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-4 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 8. The Royals will come to bat. Bruce Robinson now catching. Joe Wallace now playing left field. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-5 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Raboski now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burke. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 8. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Norris pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0-for-1 in the game. Alston hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 8. The Royals will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Hal McRae. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wathen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Way then moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Way then moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 9-8, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Alston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alston. Way then scores. Porter scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 11-8, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-5 in the game. Guerrero takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Marty Patton now pitching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Guerrero moves to third. Newman moves to second. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.